Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Not because I'm here, but because Jesus is here and Jesus Christ is Lord. This is his ministry. We are his people. We come to decree and declare his word. It is his power, his love, amen, his word, his spirit, his everything, amen, because every good and perfect gift coming from above. So have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. We want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 14. And I'm going to read a couple verses in your hearing, starting at verse 12. And I'm going to be reading out of the New International Version, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you stare at you, they ponder your fate. Is this the man who shook the earth and made kingdoms tremble? The man who made the world a wilderness, who overthrew its cities and would not let his captives go home? All the kings of the nations lie in state, each in his own tomb. But you are cast out of your tomb like a rejected branch. You are covered with the slain, with those pierced by the sword, those who descend to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trampled underfoot. You will not join them in burial. For you have destroyed your land and killed your people. Let the offspring of the wicked never be mentioned again. Prepare a place to slaughter his children for the sins of their ancestors. They are not to rise to inherit the land and cover the earth with their cities. I will rise up against them, declares the Lord Almighty. I will wipe out Babylon's name and survivors, her offspring and descendants, declares the Lord. I will turn her into a place for owls and into swampland. I will sweep her with the broom of destruction, declares the Lord Almighty. The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned, so it will be. And as I have purposed, so it will happen. I will crush the Assyrian in my land. on my mountains. I will trample him down. His yoke will be taken from my people and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the plan determined for the whole world. This the hand stretched out over all nations. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Beloved, in that particular scripture, amen, that I just shared in your hearing coming from Isaiah chapter number 14, amen, it is the epitome of pride. I read that scripture in your hearing to remind you or to instruct you, to tell you in case you did not know, that the first sin ever committed was not adultery, was not gossip, or any other sin. The first sin ever committed was pride. The very first sin. Isn't that interesting? Very, 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 you got to pay attention to the first things. Lucifer up in heaven, I will. The Lord said, oh yeah, you will. Yeah, you will be evicted today. That's what happens. Beloved, James chapter 4, verse number 6 says this. But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Beloved, pride separates us from a loving father. He doesn't bring us closer to him. It separates us. A father who wants to know us, a father who wants to answer our prayer, but he cannot answer our prayer if there is pride in our life. Pride is a prayer blocker every time. So how do you get rid of pride, beloved? Listen to me. Now listen, listen. I'm listening. Now I want you to listen. You got to hear this. How do you get rid of pride? I'm going to give you a real simple remedy. It's a choice. No, God ain't got, I just want God to deliver. No, God ain't going to deliver you from nothing. Not till you get ready. God ain't taking away nothing till you get ready. God's not going to get rid of that pride in your life until you get ready. It is a choice. You must choose to submit your will to God and trust that his will is better than your will. Because you know what pride, see, this is why pride is so dangerous, beloved. Because pride says this, I know what's best for me. Oh, yeah, I know. I don't need nobody tell me. I know. I know me. I know. Oh, ooh, baby, baby, baby. When on the other hand, humility that God endorses and that he wants us to humble ourselves. You notice it didn't say God going to humble you? Nah, baby, because it's a choice. It's a choice. But when you walk in humility, humility says, not my will, but your will be done. Picking up from where we left off on yesterday. That's what humility says. Well, I want this, but you know what? I really want what God wants. That's humility. Pride says, I'm going to go get what I want because I know because God's going to bless me because God said anything I ask, he's going to give it to me. Wrong. You read half the scripture. Anything you ask in according to his will. Pride is extremely dangerous. And God will not hear your prayer. And God will not answer your prayer. Why? Because you have active sin in your life. Active sin. Proverbs, beloved, chapter number 16. Verse number 18 says this. Pride goeth before destruction, and haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Pride goes before destruction. Those who walk in pride, it's just a matter of time. I don't care how much you have accumulated. I don't care how large you live in. I don't care where you're living, what you're driving. I don't care what your bank account looks like. I don't care if you're famous. I don't care what you got going on. It's just a matter of time because the Bible cannot be voided. God's word will not return to him void. And a pride goes before a fall, which means you're going down unless you repent. Proud people take very little account of their weaknesses. And proud people do not anticipate stumbling blocks. They think they are better and smarter than other people. And when in this state of mind, they are easily tripped up. Very easy. When the Bible tells us to lay aside the weight and the sin that keep tripping you up. See, but you got that one thing and that pride will mess you up every time. Ironically, beloved, proud people seldom realize that pride is their problem. They don't see it. They don't have a clue. That's how dangerous pride is. Lucifer didn't think he was going to get thrown out of heaven. Because he would have did something to stop that from happening. You don't see your fall coming when you walking in pride because you would have probably did something to stop that from happening. Because don't nobody want to fall. Because when you fall, you know, everything else falls with you. Your money done fail. Your friendships done fail. Your health done fail. Every doggone thing done fail. So they very rarely see their problem. Although other people around them know it very well. They see it. They don't even know how you can live with yourself. Because you have so much pride. And beloved, what we need to do, if you really want God to show you yourself the way God sees you, I'm going to tell you something. You talk to God, but after you talk to God, talk to the people around you. Talk to your good friends, the friends that's brutally honest with you. They're going to tell you the truth, even though it hurts. That's a friend. See, they ain't going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what you need to hear. Ask them. Ask somebody you trust. Ask your pastor. I know if somebody asks me, I'm going to tell you that if you ask me, I ain't going to lie. Now, I might not volunteer the information. I got some stuff right now, and I'm asking the Lord to show me how to tell some people. because the Lord done showed me some stuff about some people, and I don't know how to approach them. And I'm waiting on God to give me the right time and way to approach them. But if you approach me, oh, yeah, that's the Lord saying this is your time. Tell them. Ask somebody you trust, beloved, whether pride has blinded you to warning signs, because God always gives his children warning. Oh, no. Don't say you didn't know. Don't you didn't see it coming. No. It was there. You were just blinded to it. I was wondering why I couldn't see it. Pride will blind you. If you don't think you need to do this, beloved, if you don't think you need to ask somebody you trust or somebody that, you know, you have confidence in and you trust them, glory be to God, and you don't think you need to do it, then pride may already be controlling you more than you think. I don't need nobody. I don't need to ask nobody nothing. All I need is me and God. Wrong. And you know, this is what people do. They throw God in to cover up. Well, you know, I was just doing what the Lord told me to do. See, so when somebody hits you like that, what else you gonna say? So they throw God in it to back you up. Because you ain't gonna sit there and argue with somebody and tell them God didn't tell them, although you know they lying. Although you know they exaggerate. Huh? Beloved, we need to humble ourselves and just ask somebody. Ask somebody. Call somebody. Ask the Lord. Lord, show me who. Your brother so-and-so. I trust you. You know, I trust our friendship. I trust. Do you think I'm a prideful person? Why are you asking that? Because the Lord hates pride. And I just want to make sure it's not blocking my prayers, you know what I mean? Because I can't get no prayers answered if I'm in pride. See, and the person that you ask, beloved, may help you to avoid a fall. Oh, God have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. So yesterday, amen, we indicated, amen, glory be to God, amen, we've already talked about the unconfessed sins, amen, that will block, amen, your prayers, amen, and yesterday we talked about wrong motives. It's the right way to pray, it's the wrong way to pray. We talked about that selfish, self-centered motives. Glory be to God. So today, beloved, glory be to God, we need to know what we can do to combat our selfish tendencies. See, when God shows you something, he's going to give you the remedy. See, he just don't leave you out there open. Amen. He come with the answer also. Glory be to God. So if you want to, amen, be delivered from your self-centered motives, beloved, you have to learn humility. And you notice I said learn, because it is a learning process when you bring that flesh under, because that flesh do not want to submit. That flesh do not want to die. That flesh always wants to defend itself. Y'all know what flesh do. You know what flesh do. Glory be to God. Pride makes us self-centered, and it leads us to conclude that we deserve all we can see, we deserve all we can touch, and we deserve all we can imagine. You know anybody like that? Yeah, sure you do. Now take another look. Are you one? I deserve it. I deserve it, Pastor, because all that time I put in, I deserve it. Because you know what I mean? Because I've been, you know, sowing over here, all these. I deserve it because, you know, What we hearing up in here? What we hearing up in here? Your heart has just exposed your position. Baby, you stuck in pride. You call it what you want. But we're going to call it what the Bible calls it. And you, everything you see, glory be to God, everything you touch or everything you imagine, I'm going to get it. I'm going to go for it. I heard the preacher tell me on Sunday to go for it. Honey, the preacher didn't mean it like that. He didn't even go for it in righteousness. See, and this is why we, you know what I mean, we have this loose gospel where we want to twist the scriptures. No scripture is of any private interpretation. You got to compare scripture with scripture, line upon line, and precept upon precept. The Lord is not endorsing your pride. I call it spiritual arrogance because we have pride, but we try to cover up our pride in the Holy Ghost. No, God is not endorsing that. God hates it. Okay, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He just gave me another scripture. Uh-huh. All right, here we go. In the book of Proverbs. Uh-huh. In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 6. Uh-huh. And I want you to go to verse 16. These 6 things do the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. We had a teaching on that word abomination. Okay? Abomination. Wicked. Okay, 17. The very first one out of the 7 things that the Lord hates is a proud look. Ooh, he put that on the top of the list. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brother. Now let me tell you something. It's one thing for people to hate stuff. We hear people say, oh, I hate when you do that. I hate this. I hate that. I hate this person. All right? It's one thing for people to say that and feel that way. But when God tells you he hates something, I think you need to be paying attention. I think you, the maker of your soul, the person in charge of your destiny, I think you need to be paying attention. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pride creates greedy appetites for far more than we need. Oh, you see people do it all the time. Oh, you see people. Far more than what they need. This more and more and more. Just give me, give me, give me, give me. And it's this one lady. She goes down to the food bank and she get all this food because it's free. Y'all know how you do when stuff free. You just getting stuff. Give me 25 rolls of toilet tissue. Give me this. Give me that. She get all this food because it's free, and then she can't eat it. Then she got this one person I know calling them over, amen, so they can get the food before the food go bad. Because she took too much, glory be to God, in the first place. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You just extravagant. See, you don't need all that. You don't need all that. Glory be to God. I just thought I would throw that in. I told myself this week, I said, Freedy, you're going to start shopping every week. Because this shopping once a month ain't working. And this ain't got nothing to do with pride, but I'm talking about now getting more than what you need since that subject came up. I said, you know what? Because I don't believe in throwing away food. I think it's a sin. Glory be to God. Frida, it ain't but one person here in your house. You got to go to the food store. I know you don't like going to the grocery store, but you got to go every week so you don't be throwing food away and you buy just what you need. Just thought I'd throw that in. Now let's get back to pride. Beloved, we can be released from our self-centered desires. How? Here we go. It's your choice. By humbling yourself before God. Why? Because James 4 and 6 tells us so. James chapter 4, verse 6. But he gives more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resists the proud. God resists the proud. Y'all know how we like to get people to hand, talk to the hand. Well, God resists the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble. Baby, you can't pray to God. Your prayer can't be effective without grace. How you going to pray without grace? How you going to pray to God and God resisting you? And you trying to boast, yeah, well, I prayed for 1 hour in a resistant position? Got you in a spot of resistance. The Lord is resisting you because of the pride in your heart, and you want to boast that you done prayed for 1 hour. You was in there talking to yourself. That's what you was doing. And you got the nerve to be sweating. Say your prayers went up to the ceiling and came back. That's why you keep headaches. Because the prayer is bouncing back down on your head because God ain't receiving it. Not because he don't want to, but because he can't. God has to honor his word. If there is pride in your heart that you are not dealing with, all because you refuse to humble yourself. When you humble yourself, it automatically releases you, begin to release you from the chain of pride. Because now you're no longer looking at yourself, your needs, your abilities. You're looking at God's will, his needs, his abilities. It's not about you. It's about him. None of us, all of him. That's what humility does. You focus on the will of God. You are placed on this earth for the will of God. You are living today for the purposes of God. God has a purpose for your life, a mission for your life, and that's what you want. Man, you got to mean it. You ain't got to not just say it because it's cute or it's religious. You got to mean it. And God knows if you're perpetrating a fraud or not. Glory be to God. When we humble ourselves before God, realizing that all we really need in this life is God's approval. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. All you need is God's approval. Whatever your heart's desire is, whatever you pray in Jesus' name, according to his will, all you need is God's approval. That's all you need. Look, I'm all for education, baby, but you, look, don't worry about it. You only education. God ain't say nothing about no education. Education is important, but look, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Your credit report, the amount of money you got in the bank, your skin color, your gender, your neighborhood, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. When the favor of God is upon you, people be scratching their head and say, ooh, did you hear that testimony? Ooh, can you come and repeat that testimony? Ah, come on, somebody. Give the Lord some praise. God not only gives us good gifts, beloved, but he also gives good desires. I want to read one more scripture to you, amen, time goes so quickly, amen, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, out of words, but I'm out of time. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to Philippians, okay, chapter 2, verse number 13. And this is what it says. Amen. For it is God who works in you. Somebody say in me. It is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. See? So that means even your desires come from God. That's why God said he'll give you the desires of your heart. Because you're a God lover. You're a God chaser. You're not the person you used to be. You are really like, every day you like falling in love with Jesus. Like, you know what I mean? Like you really want to live, but you know what I mean? But it's okay when you die because you really do want to see him. I mean, like, really, that's why Paul said, look, you know, you're doing me a favor if I die, boys. He said, but there's still some more work to be done. He said, but you're doing me a favor because I really do want to see Jesus. But while I'm here on earth, amen, there's a purpose. And I'm not going to allow pride to get in my way. I ain't going to allow pride to get in my way. That's why some of us are so offended so often, so sensitive. That ain't nothing but pride. That ain't nothing but pride. Because it's all about how you feel, your will, your plans. What about Jesus? Look what did Jesus do? Father, not my will, but thine will. Huh? Well, beloved, don't let what happened to Satan. Now, wait a minute. His name was Lucifer at that time. I just want to drop this here. I like to drop little points here. And this goes into when I teach on eternal salvation. Lucifer was already in heaven and got evicted. I just want to leave that thought for you deep folks. So, what am I saying? No, you can't lose your salvation, but the question is this. You got to make sure you're saved. Beloved, a lot of people are not saved. You ain't saved. Because if you were saved, you wouldn't be practicing sin. I already gave you the scripture on that. All right. I'm trying to close, Father God. All right, glory be to God. All right, so some of you, maybe you wasn't on that particular amen teaching. So let me give you that, okay? Okay, here you go. Wait a minute. Okay. Turn the book. Turn the first job. Chapter number 5. I'm sorry, chapter number 3. First John, chapter number 3. Verse number 9. This is just one of many scriptures. All right, let's read it. Whosoever, are you a whosoever? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So if you are born again, you are whosoever. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. I want somebody to underline that cannot sin. Oh, I know you're just trying to justify it before I finish reading the sentence. The word of God cannot be undone, beloved. God's word is eternal. He cannot sin because he is born of God. I'm not talking about you making mistakes. I'm not talking about the areas of your life where you're struggling to be better. I'm talking about the areas of your life where you practicing sin, making appointments with sin. Glory be to God. You and sin got it going on. Born again believer. Bringing disgrace to the name of Christ. We are crucifying him afresh. Then we wonder why folks don't want to come to church. Why folks turning their head to the gospel? Because they've been watching you. and you ain't even trying. And got the, because you got so much pride, sometimes you say, you know, well, I don't care. They can't be judging me. Baby, that ain't judging. We call it as it is. That ain't judging. But see, that pride, that nasty pride in you, this is my life. They just need to go get a life. Let me tell you, Jesus said he is the life. If you ain't walking with Jesus, you ain't got no life either. All right, wives, I'm going to give you one more scripture. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, God, this is a teacher in me, okay? All right. In the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, I'm sorry, 1 Timothy. The book of 1 Timothy, amen, chapter number 5, verse number 6, says this. But she that lives in pleasure, dead while she lives. Ooh, oh, I'm gonna drop that one. I was gonna drop it and keep going. I'm gonna keep drop that one and go to the benediction. She that lives in pleasure is dead while she living. Ooh, my God, I wish I had time. All right, hallelujah. Okay, so let us go. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, when the Holy Spirit fills us, glory be to God, we see this world's seductive attractions. Remember, the devil only got three ways to deal with you. Through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The pride. What we talking about this morning? Pride. That's how he got Adam. That's how he got Eve. Because that's what got him. And that's how he's trying to get you. The pride of life. Glory be to God. Beloved, so this world's seductive attractions. This world does have some seductive attractions now. We ain't saying it don't. That's why you got to be in the spirit. That's why you got to be prayed up. That's why you got to read your word. That's why you got to spend time in fasting. That's why you got to spend time with the right people. We see this world's seductive attractions for what they are. And this is what they are, beloved. Cheap substitutes for what God has to offer. I think I'll go with God. You can have this or you can have that. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And the words of the late evangelist Viola Mans, either your is or your ain't, your tears or your taint. You can have blessings or cursings. You can have what the world is offering or you can have what God is offering. It's up to you. You can have what you see and what you don't see, but what you don't see, you will see when you remain faithful to God. It's up to you. It's up to you. Beloved, let me say this. I have some more I want to say on this subject. Amen. We'll come back to it. We'll see what the Lord, how the Lord want to do. Let me say this. Life is short. Life is short. You want to know how many people die in 24 hours? I'm going to tell you right now. I got to ask Google right now because I did have the number, but I forgot. Okay. In one day's time, in 24 hours, approximately around the world, 150,000 people in one day. That means that today is short $150,000. Today is short 150,000 people that was here yesterday that's not here today. And it's going to be short tomorrow. 150,000 people that's not going to be here tomorrow that woke up this morning. Beloved, you don't know which group of 150,000 you fit in. But yet we go through life like we not going to die. We go through life like we not going to have to give an answer to God. We go through life like we going to live forever. We go through life like God is approving our sins, and we got some type of special favor with God. Beloved, you ain't got no type of special favor with God. You're going to have to pay the piper. And God's not going to accept any of your excuses. He don't want to hear about your husband, your wife, your children, your boyfriend, your neighbor, your employer, employees. God don't want to hear nothing about that, because that's all an excuse. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you reap, sow to the flesh, you reap to the flesh. If you sow to the spirit, you reap, amen, the righteousness of the spirit. The devil did not make you do anything if you say you belong to God. The devil don't have that much power. Greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. You did it because you wanted to do it. And it's time out. The Lord said today for us to get a grip, glory be to God, and figure out whose side we on. Now, if you want to keep doing what you're doing, then do it. If you want to go to hell, go to hell. Don't go to hell backsliding, baby. Just go big time. Just go all the way out there. If that's the direction you want to go, God ain't going to stop you from going to hell. God don't want nobody in heaven that don't want to be there. If you want to go to hell, go to hell. But if you want help, if you're really tired of being tired, all you got to do is ask him. That's all. You don't have to run around the building 12 times. All you have to do is ask God in spirit and in truth to help you and to help you help yourself and give God something to work with. And watch God show in up and show off. My grandmother used to sing a song, "If you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, heaven belongs to you." Glory be to God. His help is available to all of us. Step out of this loose gospel, beloved, where people are living any kind of way they want to live and trying to justify under some type of radical grace that God's grace covers them to practice sin and live any way they want to live. Beloved, don't you believe that lie. Because that's from the devil. Because not only was pride the first sin, amen, glory be to God, when the devil spoke that lie, amen, he was the first liar. You got to stop following the devil and follow Jesus. Amen. He's going to show you the way. Amen. Glory be to God. But I come to tell you this morning that God's going to help remove everything that's blocking you from him. God is ready to remove everything that's blocking, amen, you, amen, from him hearing you, if this is what you want. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will and it shall be done. Why? Because you praying, amen, the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Your heart is right. You're in the process. You're in that process. Ain't nobody perfect. Ah, throw it away. That's old. That's old. Y'all done used that one up. Glory be to God. We know nobody's perfect, but you can be perfect in your heart and striving towards a goal. Brother Paul said, I forget those things which are behind, and I press towards the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It takes effort, and you're going to have to put some work in.
because faith without works is dead. Do you want it? Holly, I know you do. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for identifying the pride in our life. Pride is dangerous. God, some of us are in the process of falling right now, and we ain't going to realize it until we hit rock bottom. Father God, rescue us. Help us to rescue ourselves as we come to confess. We are godly sorry. We are godly sorry, Father. We thank you for this word today, showing us ourselves, Father. Now, as we confess, we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us and to get us on the right track, Father. We can keep going because you said, he who endureth to the end shall be saved. God, help us to make 100 because 99 and a half just won't do. We say thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. There's no altar prayer tonight. Amen. It's our Friday night off. We get like every other Friday night off. So y'all can go on your little, you know, holy dates tonight, your little socials. Amen. Go catch a movie. Turn your TV on. Amen. Go whatever you want to do. Go into your personal prayer. Amen, hallelujah, whatever you want to do, as long as God has given you permission to do it, he ain't going to give you permission to do no foolishness, amen, hallelujah, and so, but we will be meeting today, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock, amen, at the altar of prayer, amen. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry, glory be to God, hallelujah, Jesus knew it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Given and shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into your bosom. You know, a good prayer for us to pray, Lord, increase my tithes and offerings. There's only one way God's going to increase your tithes and offerings. Because he got to increase your money to do that. See, we pray backwards. Lord, increase my money. No, God said no. Increase your tithes and offer. See, God will give you the money if he can trust you with a dime on a dollar. We can't give God back 10 cents on a dollar. But we want him to keep giving us money. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. There's several ways you can sow into the Lord's kingdom here in this part of the vineyard. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461. Amen. Glenside, Pennsylvania. Glenside, Pennsylvania. 19038. You can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And you can donate straight from the website, PayPal to PayPal. Amen. For those of you who like to do Cash App, our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And we thank you. Amen, for your faithfulness and to sow into the Lord's kingdom. And we extend back to you manifold blessings, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold in Jesus' name. All right, it's going to be a good day today. Beloved, we have entered into a brand new season, a brand new season. Amen. There's some other stuff going on, but I don't want to say it on global radio. Amen. It's more like an intimate conversation. Amen. That I'll be having with the ministry partners. It's a new season. Expect to receive. Expect, I'm telling you, this year he is going out with a bang, 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 up, bang it, baby. Oh, this is the season. This is it right here. It ain't coming. It's already here. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So just let us be happy. Let us rejoice and let us stay in obedience. Amen. Keep our ears open, our eyes open, our hearts open. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, I think that's it. If I'm forgetting anything, I'm going to try to be on a 12 o'clock prayer call today. We'll talk about it at that time. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Accidents, incidents, calamities, we cancel it. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Father God, we pray for all the devastation in the world. We pray for those who are grieving, those who are in sorrow, those who are in pain, those who are homeless. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for these people and situations everywhere. Father, our heart goes out to them. And we thank you for those who are coming to the rescue. Father God, we thank you that with sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Father God, and as you they are recovering and healing, Father, we ask most of all that you would give them the will to know who Jesus is, because all of this is going to pass away one day anyway. Father, in Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Thank you for those, Father God, who are sowing in the kingdom, Father God. We receive the offerings today, the tithes, the offerings. We receive it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Somebody that has never given in this ministry, never given, never given, never given, Father. Some ministries, they come, they ask each ministry partner to give a certain amount each month. You have not led us to go that way, Father. You told them to give freely. Give what's in your heart to give, Father God. But Father God, if somebody has never given to this ministry, Father God, we ask that you will bless them. Those who give continually, Father God, we ask that you will bless them too, Father God, in Jesus' name. And return back to them, Father God, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Father, shall men give to their bosom, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, bless the 12 o'clock prayer warrior as she comes, Father, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated, and he already know it. Darkness is a spell. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Blessings on blessings. Amen. Everybody have a good day, good night. Lord's willing, if we're not in that 150,000, amen, it's going to die today. Lord's willing, we'll be here tomorrow. Amen. But we ain't scared either way, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord if you're living right. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, signing out.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
You alone.
You
my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than
you
are my strength, my shield. To you I
first verse in the chorus again, as the deer pants for the water. You are the desire of our hearts this day. Lord, you are the desire of all the nations. And so, Father, we gather here from many nations and many people, and we join our hearts together to say, Lord, that in everything we do this day, in every time we spend, in every thought we think, Lord, in every meditation that we are involved with, Lord, may it all be an act of worship to your great and glorious name. Blessed be your name, O God. Amen.